The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the day's other news, the U.S. Supreme Court heard two cases on whether President Trump can keep his tax returns and financial records private. Congressional committees and a district attorney in New York have subpoenaed the documents. The day's arguments were made over the phone, and we'll have excerpts and a closer look after the news summary. In the presidential campaign, the presumptive Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, denounced President Trump's claims that anyone can get tested for COVID-19. In an interview, he charged that Mr. Trump has shown what he called needless complacency.
He knew about this crisis all the way back in January and February. He's been incompetent the way in which he's responded to it. We have 80,000 deaths. We have more deaths. We have more of the virus than any nation in the world. What's the story here? I mean, come on. This is just fantasy land, what he's talking about.
Meanwhile, the Trump reelection effort reported raising nearly $62 million in April. The Biden campaign raised more than $60 million. In Moscow, the spokesman for Russia's President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, was hospitalized with the coronavirus. He is the latest senior Kremlin figure to be infected. Meanwhile, France began reopening schools today with physical distancing and limits on class size. And in India, trains resumed limited service as the government continued easing a lockdown. It has been a day of unspeakable violence in Afghanistan. Gunmen stormed a maternity hospital in Kabul and killed 16 people, including new mothers and their babies. Afghan security forces and nurses alike carried newborns out of the hospital. Inside, blood stained the floor under baby beds, and a doctor told of hiding out from the attackers.
When the firing started, we went to the safe room. There were nine of us inside the safe room for 4 hours. The attacker came at the back of the safe room and fired, but he couldn't enter the room. All our colleagues were unhurt there, but there were casualties amongst the patients inside the wards.
In eastern Afghanistan, a suicide bomber killed at least 24 people in Nangarhar province at a police commander's funeral. Back in this country, the Georgia State Attorney General asked for an investigation of how prosecutors handled the Ahmaud Arbery case. He was killed by a white father and son in February. They were charged with murder last week when video of the incident emerged. And on Wall Street, stocks slumped on warnings about lifting the pandemic lockdowns too soon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 457 points to close at 23,764. The Nasdaq fell 189 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 60. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Supreme Court hears two arguments over access to President Trump's financial records. Inside, the arrest of two American veterans in an attempted coup in Venezuela. A clearer picture emerges of the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on communities of color, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.